And now, let's find out what's making news in the US for Kia's surprising deals. See your Kia dealer now.
Richard, good afternoon. An Aussie researcher working in your part of the world has come up with the fact that diet soft drink is bad for us, really bad for us.
There are some disturbing numbers in this new study that is out on this, suggesting that even a little diet soft drink, on a regular basis can be pretty bad. The study was led by Matthew Parze, who's an Australian researcher who's working in Boston these days as part of the Framingham study. This is one of the longest health studies ever. Started in 1948, around 5,000 people originally. It's now into its third generation of participants. So they've been looking at health issues for a long, 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 long time. Now, about 20% of people consume diet soft drinks, and they didn't differentiate between drinks sweetened with aspartame or saccharin or any of the multiplicity of these sweeteners these days. But here's what they found. People who had just one of these drinks a day, one drink a day, have three times the risk of stroke or dementia. It's still a relatively small risk, but it is a striking result, even though researchers like Parze say they did not determine what the specific cause is. Maybe those who have diet drinks have some other health issues along with that, he says.
It might be that those who consume diet sodas may have an increased risk of getting diabetes or becoming overweight, and this might be associated with an increased risk of dementia.
So how significant is this? That is not really clear, but what is apparent is that one commentator on the study in the journal Stroke says he has stopped drinking soft drinks altogether, while this Australian researcher, Parze, suggests kind of the same.
I suggest that people avoid them and drink water instead.
So that's his advice. Not everyone's going to be too happy with that recommendation, are they?
No, not at all, especially after there was all the claims about cancer-causing agents, now stroke and dementia. There'll be another study coming down to basically prove that wrong at some stage. Just wait for it. Mark my word. Richard, back to you in the States. Now, talk to me about this accident here. A car was wedged in a semi-trailer.
So tough are the roads, right? Quite a scene on a major north-south highway leading out of Los Angeles. A four-door Nissan was wedged on the bumper of a semi-trailer. The windscreen of this car smashed to bits. The side of the vehicle was pushed in. There was smoke trailing from the car. The driver was pinned behind the airbags, which had deployed, and was waving his arms out of the car, trying to get passing drivers to alert the truckie as the semi dragged that vehicle for about 6 kilometres along the freeway. The truck driver, oblivious, Brian Stemke, saw all this.
He had no idea there was a car jammed underneath his front bumper.
You got it, yeah.
Whoa.
So one of the witnesses, Brian Stemke, saw this and started to videotape the whole scene.
Dragging the car.
Yeah, he pulled up alongside the truck at speed, trying to signal the driver as to what was going on. As he went past the car driver, who was wedged onto the truck, the hapless driver was screaming out for help. Yeah, you hear the clotting of the what's left of the car. He's not stopping, says the bloke there. God. Meantime, another witness was trying to help as well. They were beeping horns at the truckie, and this other car pulled right in front of the semi and slowed down, so the truck driver had to slow as well. Kind of dangerous manoeuvre, right, for the car up front. Then Stemke came alongside and yelled out to the truck driver.
Why were you driving so far?
So far?
Dude, the guy's in your car.
I didn't know it.
Truck driver says he didn't have a clue what was going on with all of this. He says as well,
what do you mean you didn't know it, dude? He's on your truck. You need to get out of your truck right now. He's literally on your truck.
Yeah, seems like the semi sideswiped the car while changing lanes. He obviously didn't look, didn't see in the mirror that the car was in a blind spot, didn't feel the crash. For now, no one has been charged.
Oh, goodness me. Dude, he's on your
quite
car.
Quite a scene, right?
He's on your car.
He's on your truck. What do you mean?
Oh, Richard. Thank you. Everyone's okay, mate. You have yourself a good weekend, Richard Arnold, in the US.